Hi, everybody. I'm Russ Mann from PermaShield. I've been brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast.
Let's brew! Car guys and car gals, welcome back to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. We are brewing solutions.
That's right.
Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
This is Frelin Arts, the subprime hero, and today we are here with our friend, Russ Mann.
Yay!
Russ Mann.
There he is.
Hey, we appreciate you being on. That five-liner was fire, man. I think everybody's going to really love what they heard there, and if they get to see it, they're going to love what they saw there. I think watching this will be a lot better than hearing it because it was great information. Those five questions, the way you answered them, were straight from the heart. And I'm glad. I'm so happy that you answered it that way. It's so much better than just rambling off stuff, you know. So I appreciate you being there. I appreciate you being a guy who talks from the heart. So thank you very much for that. So we are getting into the fresh news.
A fresh pot of fresh news from this dude. Man, I'm excited about it.
See what I did there? You guys see what I did there?
I did.
I said, man.
From this
man.
Quite the linguist.
So, but seriously,
what's the fresh news about, Lou?
Fresh news? Well, folks, see, in any case scenario, you want to know who it is that you're talking to and what it is that they have for you. So this is a fresh pot of fresh news of what it is that Russ Mann is delivering for you and for our industry, car guys, car gals, and anybody that has an issue with a tire. Well, I don't want to spill the beans. Mr. Russ Mann can do a great job of telling you what it is that he has for you with PermaShield.
So, that's right.
Car guys and car gals, why don't you get you some of this? Russ, you're on.
Oh, wow. Thanks. I certainly appreciate the opportunity to even have this conversation. PermaShield Tire Sealant, PermaShield.com, is a revolutionary tire sealant that will literally prevent a customer's tire from going flat with a quarter of an inch size hole in their tread. So, traditional sealants, they've been around forever, right? The manufacturers even provide a temporary sealant, when they don't provide a spare tire in a new car, which is about a third of the time now. And those sealants are temporary. They're adhesive. They're glue based. They're petroleum based. They're really kind of gooey, nasty, sticky messes. So we wanted to come up with a product that, we were able to put in a tire and resolve a puncture or anything that would happen to that tire's tread without a customer losing PSI and getting stuck on the side of the road with a flat tire. So in order for us to do that, we had two things that we had to overcome from a traditional sealant. One is vibration, and two is a tire pressure monitor system. 2008, after the Firestone scandal, the United States government said, you have to have tire pressure monitor systems in every single vehicle manufactured today, and which I think finally went into effect in 2011 or 2012. Mm-hmm. So all of those sealants absolutely went away, so that you can't put any kind of sealant other than PermaShield inside of a tire on a permanent basis and have it not affect the tire pressure monitor system. Everybody hates the tire pressure monitor system, right?
Yeah.
It gets cold, it gets hot, right? The monitor comes on. So PermaShield, and then, of course, over time, that same traditional sealants, they will settle in the bottom of a tire if you stop. So let's say on a Friday afternoon you stopped, you came home from work, and on Monday morning you got out back out in the car, it would create a vibration because the product all came to the bottom. And so revolutionary products like ours solved it. So ours is water-based with DuPont Kevlar. And it is light enough to where it shears itself up against the tread wall with air pressure and then prevents the customer from having a tire pressure monitor system issue. It goes right through the valve stem, so it doesn't create a monitor issue. And then, two, it doesn't create a vibration issue either, which are the two things that traditional sealants do. They ruin the monitor and they create a vibration. So, but really the end result of that is now we have a product that a dealership can sell in the service lane. They can sell it in F&I or they can preload it, up front, and have real value for a customer, right? other things that are preloaded or sold in finance, and they're not always the most beneficial to a customer. It's like sometimes, like, I mean, I won't like name products like Etch, that don't really create value for a customer, right? So ours creates a true value for a customer. It'll keep them out of a dangerous situation. It'll actually prevent them from missing an event or missing, you know, you come home from work, you catch a nail on the way home. You come out the next morning, you're 4 hours late for work because now you have a flat tire. And if now you've got to wait for roadside assistance. If you have a spare and the spare's got air in it, right, or if it's a temporary and you know how to change the spare, right, it's still 2 hours before you get to work. It's a pain. It's just no fun. And then, of course, if it happens to you on an interstate somewhere or out on a dark country road, I mean, you're in Kentucky. You got lots of those, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it prevents that from ever happening. You never even know that you picked up a nail or a screw or whatever kind of an object in your tire. You don't even know it because the pressure monitor doesn't come on and the tire doesn't go flat. You get in your car the next morning and you go to your kid's soccer game on a Saturday. You go out to your car on Monday morning to go to work and the tire's still PSI'd up and ready to go for you. So that's really what the product's all about, is creating real value for a dealership to sell. It's not very expensive. It creates good margin, so it's profitable. It's not cancelable. It's all the things that the dealerships like to have in terms of an ancillary product. But more than that is it generates a real value to the customer.
Yes.
And that's really what we think is so revolutionary for us.
Well, 100%. You know, does it help somebody's bottom line? Could they make more money? 100%. But sure. The biggest thing is it gives the customer a product that really does something for them, that protects them, that doesn't cause future issues with your wheel. You know, I love that. I absolutely love your product. So the product, you are talking about it in the car world. It can be used in a lot of other wheels. Am I right?
Yep. Any tire. It can be used on commercial tires, city, municipalities, fleets, anything that has a tire and a wheel that we can prevent a puncture in. Yeah, absolutely. We've got some concrete companies that we do business with. If it's got a tire, we can help you.
I mean, that would make so much sense for construction vehicles because they're riding around on all kinds of crazy stuff, you know. That would be a great product because it's nothing worse. You want to talk about changing a spare tire and wait in hours of work. Wow.
Yeah.
You can't do it by yourself. You got to call in one of those little tow truck guys that come in and lift it up, do all that stuff. So, wow, yeah. I think that product is revolutionary. I think you have a great thing going on right there.
Think about the mesquite fields in Texas, like a mesquite, you know, those trees.
Oh, yeah.
They're spikes. I mean,
bro.
It's crazy with some of the stuff that goes in some of those tires in Texas.
Yeah. I mean, we have a couple of our guys have a collection spot where they keep all of the things and the crazy stuff that they've seen come out of tires. One of them was an actual like a tire iron. Was all the way through the tire, through the rim. I mean, it was crazy how it came into us. And it sits there at Casey's desk. He knows who Casey is. Yeah. He works with us, and he's got it just sitting there. And every time I look at him, I'm like, man. And he's got the jar of all the other crazy stuff. And you're like, man, there's so many things that get inside of a tire. It's insane. But having a solution like this is one of those, like, man, I wish somebody could make it.
It would make me feel better with my wife driving a vehicle. It would make me feel better if I had a daughter, especially my son. I want him to learn to change a damn tire, right? But if I had a little girl, I mean, I want her to know, but I'd rather her not have to deal with it. I don't want her stuck. You want to talk about being stuck on the side of a country road? That's the last place you want your daughter to be.
I'll tell you a story about that. An executive in a dealer group in Texas, his daughter got stuck in a suburb of Dallas, not so great place, got a flat tire. They waited for the OEM's roadside assistance. After 2 hours, the executive finally got to her, and he had to wait another 2 hours, 4 hours total before the roadside assistance company ever even showed up. So I mean, roadside assistance, you know, you used to have AAA 10 years ago and 30 minutes later, right?
Yeah.
You were on your way. Today, it's 2 hours minimum.
I believe that. I totally believe that.
Not even close.
So. And, you know, like you talked about, 30% of vehicles don't have spare tires anymore. You know, and I think that number is going to grow and grow and grow. And what's going to be really neat is your product, as that happens, should grow with that.
Yes.
Because that is a – man, somehow, some way, I hope that you guys can find a way to make manufacturers just say, hey, let's just throw these in the vehicles. How cool would that be for Ford just to pick that up? I mean, I'm sure that's something that you guys have on your goal board, something to that nature. But, you know, maybe it is in the making. But or even a tire manufacturer, so on and so forth. That product is great, man. And I think that you definitely are a solutionary. We definitely tip our hat to you for trying to share a product that's just really good for people. It's good for your customers. It's good for everybody from
the bottom up. You there's no way that you can find none value inside of that. I mean, I don't know where you'd be like, why wouldn't you want that, folks?
I want to get me some to put in my son's car ASAP. I need to. I really do. He drives
around. I'm sure we can work that out for you.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'll do a video testimonial for you too, brother.
Yeah.
But hey, Car Guy Coffee approved.
It's coming. It's coming. Boom, boom.
But yeah, absolutely. So, you know, besides that, man, you know, I know that you're starting to get out in the social media. That's some fresh news because you said you just recently did your first video. It really doesn't feel like you just recently did it, but I know that you did because I remember seeing it. And so, and honestly, you know, you're great. You're really reaching out. People are reaching out back to you. It's really neat to see happen. What I know that we talked about why you're doing that, but what are your future plans with that? Do you have any other things that you have that you want to do with social media, or are you just going to keep rolling with the videos for now, or?
You know what? That's a great question. I think we obviously want to master what we do anytime we do it. But I'll be frank. I need some guidance with that kind of stuff. You know, what is it that you do? Facebook Live. I did a Facebook Live a couple of weeks ago, and it was a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed it. But you know, I got led through that process, right? Similar to this, like you have a five liner, you have fresh news, you have all the things, you have a setup to where that rolls. That growing into something like that, for PermaShield in the future, I think would be very valuable for us, to get on all kinds of different platforms for it.
Absolutely. It'd be great for testimonials for you. You know, you get your clients that you currently have to come on the show, talk about how great it's doing for them, and then you could sit there and chat and get to know them a little bit more too. It's a great build. It's, you know, relationship builder. It maintains the relationship.
And people, I mean, you've been in sales. Testimonies sell.
They do. All day. They do big time. You know? And their friend will see that they got it. And they're like, hey, let me call up Bob Johnson, you know, Motors, and see why they like it so much. Maybe now I need to talk to Russ because, you know, hey, Russ, you know, I saw my buddy Bob. He has that product. So, whatever, man, you know, I think you're right. You need to perfect your game first. And I think you're doing a great job at that. And I'm
not going to keep shooting it.
Remember that uncomfortable thing, man. Just keep staying uncomfortable, my friend. And it's going to just be exponentially huge for you.
Once you can do a blindfolded, do a blindfolded backwards.
MJ style.
You know what I mean? Keep changing it up. You know?
Welcome to NBA.
Hey.
Yeah. So, fresh news, man. That was really, really good. You got anything else you want to drop in there real quick for us?
You want to let them know
how to get a hold of you, the whole nine?
Yeah, so the easiest way to get a hold of me is through LinkedIn. You can use the obviously it's Russ Mann at you go to permashield.com. There's inquiries there. You can go to our YouTube page at PermaShield. But really, just reach out to me in any kind of format that you're comfortable with. On LinkedIn, my personal information is on there as well. So just reach out, email me, call me. Doesn't really matter. Just an opportunity to talk to you about PermaShield, talk to a dealer about PermaShield, answer questions, how it best fits your dealership. We're very, you know, I talk about listening all the time. We're very consultative. Every dealership is different. Every dealership has a different process. Some of them like the preload. They like addendums. Some don't, right? Some are one priced. Some think that it's a service drive only, right? So we have all kinds of different ways for you to fit it into your dealership. To bring that real value to your end user, and that's your customer. Because when you create that customer experience for them, they're going to come back to you, right? They buy tires every 18 months. That's 18 months into the warranty on a new car. They're going to be wanting two new tires, and you're going to have PermaShield in it, especially if you preload as an example. You know, you preload 200 units a month, you're going to have 200 customers coming back and asking for tires 18 months later. So it's a really powerful tool, for dealerships to create a great customer experience.
That's a great, great, great thing, man. You know, I'm sure that you're connecting with dealers across the nation right now, and I'm looking forward to seeing the growth of this product. And PermaShield, folks, PermaShield.com. Make sure you go there. Go to check out Russman on LinkedIn. Look for him. Connect with him. He'll connect right back. Message him. DM him. Give him a call. Whatever it takes, he's there for you. I'm sure if you have a question, he can answer it. No problem. Easy beasy. This guy right over this way.
Check him out.
All right. So that was fresh news, my friends.
Thanks for joining us, car guys and car gals. If you did not get your chance to listen to the Five Liner, go back, listen to
it.
It's definitely got some great brewing and real heart-wrenching truth that you need to get you some of. Car guys, car gals, we'll be right back.
Boom.